For a great feature we do on a Thursday called The Pride of Merseyside. And today the Liverpool School of Tropical Medicine is the first institution in the world dedicated to research and teaching in the field of tropical medicine, of course. For more than 120 years, its work has spread all over the world. Recently, it's been at the forefront, of course, in the fight against the coronavirus pandemic, undoubtedly worthy of the title Pride of Merseyside. And to hear more about it, it's remarkable story. We can now talk to Professor Alistair Craig, Director of Biological Sciences over at the school. Alistair, a very good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon to you, and thank you for including us in this feature. We're very happy to be seen as a Pride of Merseyside.
Well, you will be in a lot of different ways. I mean, why, first of all, was the school established in the first place, Alistair?
Well, of course, you know, Liverpool is a port and was a very active port over many decades. And in the sort of late 19th century, a group of people who ran shipping companies noticed that lots of their staff and lots of people who worked with them were becoming ill and bringing those diseases back to Liverpool. And led by Sir Alfred Lewis Jones, they managed to put together £350 and the Liverpool School of Tropical Diseases, as it was then, later to become the Liverpool School of Tropical Medicine, was founded.
Wow. I mean, what challenges has it faced along the way? I bet there's been many, hasn't there?
Well, you know, these are not easy diseases to work with because lots of these pathogens have lived with us for a long time, so they're pretty smart in trying to deflect the ways in which we defend ourselves. And so you have to understand the biology of how these parasites work. You have to find their weak points, and then you have to find a way to treat them and detect them. And then you have to convince people to take the drugs, and they have to be affordable. So when you're doing this type of moving something from the laboratory through the clinical trials and into actually doing something on the ground, there's a whole gamut of things that you have to consider.
Wow. I mean, how important to the city of Liverpool do you think the school's been, and obviously still is?
Well, I think it's, you know, it's obviously helped commerce in terms of doing exactly what the founders wanted it to do. But I think since then, through a whole series of people, we've engaged with the city. So our first dean of the School of Tropical Medicine was in fact the Liverpool City bacteriologist, and in fact the first city bacteriologist in the whole of the UK. So there's been a strong relationship, and actually Liverpool as a city has recognised the need to look at infection, not just in the tropics, but also in terms of what's going on in Liverpool and the region.
Wow. And just give me an idea of how your reputation extends, I mean, far beyond the city. It's worldwide, isn't it?
Oh, gosh, you know, we work in over 60 countries. We have partnerships in many more. We, you know, over time have developed the way in which we work. Before people sort of went there and said, you know, these are the things we want to do. Times have changed. The world has changed. And now we work in very close partnership with people overseas to understand what are the problems that they have. And how do we address them in a way that is relevant for their communities?
I mean, so many achievements to talk about. What do you think are amongst the school's finest achievements, the biggest contributions to the world, Alistair?
Oh, gosh, I mean, there's so many. You know, we've created drugs to treat sleeping sickness right back in the sort of 1920s, and then you follow the story all the way through to now, when we have people who are working on ways to actually kill the tsetse flies, which transmit the parasite, which causes sleeping sickness. We've had people who work on malaria drugs, and we've had various drugs that have come out again all through the decades. We make diagnostics for diseases. We work on vaccines. And, you know, more, we understand more about how the way health systems work in these countries so that we can work with policymakers and ministries of health to actually ask the question, you know, it's all very well having a clever solution, but if you can't actually get it down on the ground, then it doesn't do any good. And we kind of saw that in Liverpool, and in fact, in the whole of the UK, it's great having a vaccine, but if you can't convince people to take it, then it doesn't, you know, it's not going to do any good. So there's a whole range, as I say, of things that you have to do to have an impact. And at the heart of what the Liverpool School has been doing for decades is having an impact.
Absolutely. I mean, recently, as you say, you've been enhancing your reputation with the work you've done during the pandemic. What was it like at the start, Alistair, when you first became aware of this? What were your thoughts?
I think with everyone, but you know, these were difficult days, and we had a whole set of staff who were concerned, of course, because they're like everybody. They have families. They want to know what's going on. And there was so much uncertainty, you know, in sort of end of March and in April and May, it was very difficult. And you know, we were really pleased to reach out through BBC Radio Merseyside with members of our staff to try and discuss some of the things that were going on. And of course, Bertie Squire was a common visitor to Radio Merseyside, and his crumbs of comfort were not just crumbs of comfort for the radio audience, but for, you know, everyone in the Institute as well, who were going through, you know, really tough times. What really impressed me was the way in which people responded at work at the School of Tropical Medicine. You know, we had PhD students who were working on completely different fields who said, you know, can I stop doing what I'm doing and come and help you work on, you know, SARS-CoV-2, the coronavirus causing COVID, to see if we can speed up making diagnostics and making drugs and testing vaccines.
Isn't that amazing? Was there anything else out there you could have compared it to, Alistair, at the time?
We've sort of had a few warning shots with various things. You know, we've had epidemics of flu, and we've had other coronaviruses which have sort of come through, but they've never had this level of impact. And, you know, you have to go back quite a long way to see, you know, where we've had a pandemic at the level of the pandemic that we've been going through over the last 18 months. I think all of us were caught by a little bit of surprise, but we were lucky that we had the platforms and the people who could pivot into this field and be able to really quickly get things moving. I mean, the speed at which things have been developed is just unheard of in our field.
Sure. Did you feel any pressure at all, Alistair, with all eyes being on you in a way? You know, this is your field, this is your expertise. And yet, you know, it was something we'd never come across.
Well, you know, the thing is, you don't do it on your own. And you know, we're a small institute, and you know, we're really lucky to be in a region that has fantastic facilities and expertise and skills. You know, throughout the, not just the Liverpool City region, but the whole of the Northern region. And so you share the sort of load across many people. And I guess by doing that, it doesn't feel quite such a, you know, a sort of huge thing that you have to do. But yeah, you want to get something out quickly. And it really helps when everyone engages. You know, Liverpool was the highest recruiter of people for the vaccine trials in the UK. So, you know, we can put together the ways in which you do these experiments, but without the volunteers who come in through the door and say, yes, I'm willing to do this, again, you can't get anywhere. And it's great to have people around who are willing to put their hands up and say, yes, I'm willing to do this.
Yeah, it's a fantastic effort and still, of course, going on, you know. I mean, you've got an important anniversary coming up soon. Are you hoping that people can get involved with your celebrations, Alistair?
We would like people to get involved. So yes, we're the oldest institute specialising in tropical medicine. We like to tell our London colleagues that we're 6 months older than they are on a regular basis. Yes, we've got 125 years coming up in 2023. We've got a whole series of events that we're planning for that year. But we'd love to hear from people who have any stories about their family or family members who've had contact with the Liverpool School of Tropical Medicine, and if they could email us on info@lstmed.ac.uk, we'd love to hear from them.
Wow. Alistair, thank you so much for your time today. I can't think of a more worthy recipient of the year, the Pride of Merseyside. It's a wonderful story from day one to present day, and thank you so much for joining us today.
It's been a pleasure, and thank you very much.
Cheers, thank you. Interesting stuff, isn't it? This is Elton John. I'm still